And thank you, Greg. And we're talking about spring cleanup day. And we've got the guys here from the Marshall County Refuse Recycling Center. And Mr. Tim Childs and Jeremy Pruitt. Perrin.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having us back out, Chris. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being here. And April 20th is the day. There's a lot of information here. Kind of give us the overview.
Saturday coming up, we got our normal spring cleanup day coming up. As me and Jeremy was just talking before we walked in the room here with you, you know, there's lots of things that we take on a daily basis. A lot of things that people don't even realize, you know, as furniture. We was just talking to a lady about furniture. You know, you can bring that any day out to our main station. So what this day is about is we'll be taking some building materials on that day from citizens of Marshall County, not contractors. I can't emphasize that enough. We don't allow contractors. And then we'll be taking up to 10 tires per household. So what we'll do there is when you come into the gate and you've got 10 tires or less, and you'll stop at our guard shack attendant, you'll talk to him, he'll send them over to us. We'll be taking names and addresses. And on the tires, the restrictions we have on this event this time is 10 or less, and their passenger tires are smaller. So I need people to listen to that. We need passenger tires are smaller, no rims, and no big heavy equipment tires like tractor tires and stuff. We're not going to take them on this event. We just had our big event back in November, and that was the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of November, and we took in, I think Jeremy said, like 28,000 tires on that event. And it was opened up to Kentucky residents where we took in all kinds. That was with rims, that was tractor tires, that was all of that. So on this one here, it's just to try to help our local citizens out, Marshall County citizens, to be able to bring 10 tires, passenger tires are smaller. And if they got any building materials laying around, like I said, if they two before sheetrock, shingles, you know, something laying around that they've just tore down a little outbuilding or something, they can bring it on that day from 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock Saturday.
I'll do that too. You'll have a little building and then you save some of the lumber and think, I'll use it for something. And it sits out there and rots.
Yeah.
So that's a good time to get rid of it.
Yeah. Most of the time, things like that on the building materials, we don't take on a normal basis, and we have to send people to like Waste Path and Calvert City, our active landfill here in the county, to get rid of that kind of stuff. So this is just a day to help the normal citizen that's got a few things laying around that they normally can't bring to us. They can bring it to us on that day. If there's any questions, they can always call our office at 527-8437, and me, Jeremy, or Brenda usually will be there to answer those questions for you.
All right, so, and that's going to be up here right up the road from us here.
835 Benton Brownsburg Road.
Okay.
Yeah, at the main office location. Like I said, we'll have our guard check attendant there. He'll be checking IDs too as well, just to make sure that, you know, it's Marshall County citizens coming in. We'll probably have a little place set up for tires where me and Brenda will probably be sitting there helping to take the names and addresses and counting the tires, make sure what we got coming through. We'll send them over to a station where Jeremy and them's at. They'll be helping to unload some of the tires and be able to put them into our Liberty tire trailers that we'll be hauling them out in. And then we'll have a group, maybe a couple guys back in the back on a loader just to be able to help push up and put things in the right places as far as if they're doing spring cleanup, they might be bringing an old refrigerator or freezer, and we have a place for those kinds of things. And you know, the building materials may come in that day, and he'll have a place for those. But when you load that kind of stuff that day, kind of be prepared to help unload that stuff, because we don't have that many men being able to work. So, you know, be prepared to help unload the building material stuff if you bring it on that day.
Exactly. So, again, that's April 20th, 8 a.m to 2 p.m and is a Tim just said to make sure and have your ID with you, just so we can make sure this is for Marshall County residents. And,
yeah.
And Jeremy will unload all the heavy stuff.
Yeah. He does help. He does good. Yeah, he wears a lot of hats for us. He does a lot of stuff for us. Jeremy is our solid waste coordinator. He goes to a lot of events throughout the year, kind of catching up on things for us. He's my assistant supervisor, so he's been a lot of help to me, especially in times when I can't be there to answer questions when I'm not around. He helps with that. He drives the truck for us. He does a lot for us, so he's a big help, and he'll be a big help on that day as well. So
it's amazing, Jeremy, how much trash we accumulate, isn't it?
You don't understand how much trash goes through this county, and we do a lot of recycling, and we still have a lot of trash.
Yeah, and on the recycling part, that's all the 9 transfer stations. They've got places to put cardboard and
all of them.
Aluminum, paper.
Yep. Paper, aluminum, and cardboard at the 9 stations, and then the main station will take metal.
Motor oil.
Well, motor oil goes to all the stations, too. All 10 stations takes motor oil. Metal, I think, is about the only one that the main station takes that the nine that don't.
Okay. E-scrap is something else we take. Electronic waste, like if you've got computers, you know, stuff like that, we do have a place for that at the main station. We have like an old semi-trailer there that we kind of stored up in. And then Scott Recycle comes and picks that up for us. So a lot of people don't know about that one.
No,
so, you know, if there's some e-scrap stuff out there you need to get rid of, holler at us. We got a place to put that as well.
Okay. And it's important, too. I know Tim and Jeremy, you're always talking about if you have to use needles or anything, you know, be careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you got it's dangerous for the
hazardous
people
waste stuff
it.
Is something we just can't handle. There's a few things we don't handle right now, and that, you know, like I guess glass is something we don't have a way to recycle it, so we don't ask for people to bring a lot of glass stuff. You know, like I said, our tires is not a daily basis thing.
Right.
So, you know, take advantage of this. If you're a Marshall County citizen, come out and you know, most citizens, hardly ever in a year's time would I have over 10 tires at my house for any reason. You know, maybe people's got golf carts and four-wheelers and lawnmowers this time of year and they're getting things ready, and I get that. That's where you accumulate some. But most people, when they go to take care of their cars, trucks, tires, you know, you're leaving them. Leave those at the tire dealer, you know, and let them take care of that. And it's just a lot easier for you than to get stuck with them at home and then having to wait for an event like this to try to get rid of them.
So, it is. It costs a couple of bucks, but it's worth the hassle, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, this event, definitely no tire dealers are allowed. This is just for the citizens. And then the building materials, you know, can't emphasize enough. No contractors. You know, we don't want that expense going off to the taxpayers. You know, for somebody that's out got a business, you ought to be able to, you know, take care of that accordingly, you know, with your business and pay to get rid of whatever you've got. So, but definitely encourage people to come out Saturday from 8 to 2. We'll be there a little early to kind of get set up and ready for everybody. We'll hold a couple men over, you know, just kind of finish up the day's event, whatever. We will be open that day until 4:30, but we need to shut the cleanup down at like 2, and that gives us time to kind of get things where they go and lock up for the day. So,
all right. And this is just a one-day event that you do this
it
once
is.
A year?
Yeah, spring cleanup usually hits on Saturday,
okay.
Of course, and it'll usually always be around this date, so always be looking for that. Somewhere around April the 20th, whatever that Saturday is, that's when we'll be trying to hold them, is on that date.
All right. It's a good day to clean up some stuff in your yard.
Yeah, we'll try to do this with these tires like this year. Next year, we'll probably try to do the same thing, spring cleanup event just like this one. But every third year is that big tire event, so that's when we will take those on rims and those big tractor tires and all that kind of thing. It'll roll around once every 3 years. That's more of a state-paid event,
okay.
Of course, on that one.
And what's the record on tires? Have you kept up with that?
28,000 last year was the most we took for as far as a three-year event, as far as the single, like, spring cleanup.
Yeah.
I mean, used to we took tires every day, and there was a lot.
Yeah.
We'll probably put a couple semi-trailers on this load here, and just depending on how many can go in there. I think before on a spring cleanup, we probably had 2,500 tires, maybe, I'm guessing. Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, on just our little local event. But when you have that big one, it brings in a lot. Brings in a lot of tires. And I think the 20-some-odd thousand that we took in even 3 years ago was like 13 open-top semi-trailers, if that kind of gives you an idea of what we brought
that
in.
That was 22,000 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of tires.
Another thing I guess I could touch on real quick is just you know, all of our 9 transfer stations, we do take the household garbage. We do take a little bit of light recycle out there. Maybe there is a couple things we talked about that we would take at the main station that we don't normally take out at the other 9 out in the field. Those 9 transfer stations are always open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our main station location, we open there at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. We close at 4:30. And then on Saturdays, you're available to come out from 8 o'clock until 4:30 on Saturdays. So it's open 6 days a week. And so I feel like everything runs pretty smooth here in our county, garbage-wise. That Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday that we're open out in the field, our employees get to go out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and clean those up while we're closed. So it seems like it's like a greased wheel. It works pretty good for us to do it that way. So
I know the state has said that we've had a couple of kind of the private trash haulers, not you guys, but some of the private guys that aren't tarping their trash down good and littering the roads up. So make sure they...
And that's kind of a reason, too. I mean, we don't want to tear our garbage trucks up, so we ask people when they go out to our transfer stations to just put household garbage in those dumpsters, you know. We do
bagged.
We encourage bagged. I mean, you know, there's a few loose things that go in there, and we kind of try to turn a blind eye to some of that, but... It does keep things nicer and better, and when it goes in that garbage truck, it's contained and it gets to the landfill. It's not strolled up and down the side of the road. Some of the bigger items that we have that's not just actual household garbage can go in what we call the concrete bin back in the back at Recycle. That's where the furniture goes, you know, the bigger items. And, you know, something that goes back there doesn't need to go into a garbage truck. So don't be trying to put that kind of stuff into our dumpsters, you know. So we have a place for it. Marsh County set up pretty good for that. So just take advantage of that. Bring it to the right spot, and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I've seen couches sticking out of green dumpsters.
It happens sometimes. But,
we just ask them in there
to put it in the right designated spots, you know.
Exactly. Well, guys, thank you so much. And thanks for the donuts, too.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on again. Appreciate it.
So April 20th, put that on your calendars from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they'll be glad to take care of you. The Spring Cleanup Day, and again, that's at 835 Benton Brinesburg Road, and appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Jeremy. We'll take a quick break, and Elena Blevins coming in next with the Tourism Department. We'll have her on right after this.